Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this young pitcher joins the Mets in 1979. He's later involved in a famous Met trade, and he winds up playing for literally some of baseball's best managers ever. Neil Allen, welcome to Glad to Have Met You.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Well, you and I were just talking before we started. You come to the Mets late 70s, early 80s on some struggling teams that didn't have a whole lot of talent around you, but you right away make an impression with a great curveball. Who taught you to throw that curve?
You know what? It was something that just as a kid, I just picked up a grip with it. And actually, my father, who this is going to sound kind of funny, but my father was blind. But before he went blind, he played some baseball himself. And he taught me the grip that he used to throw. And I'll be darned if it's not the same one that I went to the big leagues with.
Wow. That is awesome. So your first manager was Joe Torre, then a young manager en route to a Hall of Fame managerial career. Again, didn't have a whole lot of talent at the time on those rosters, but were you able to see as a young player back then, even then, that he had the ability to be a great manager down the road?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could see that Joe had the disposition. He was very calm with a team that, you know, we didn't have a whole abundance of talent. We had a lot of youth. We were very young in the pitching staff. And he had a lot of patience. And with what we were bringing to the table every night, it took a man with a lot of patience to watch that every night. So you could see that if he got his opportunities and got with the right situation, that some good things were going to happen for him.
Interesting that you say he had the same patience with bad teams that he did on some of those great Yankee teams. How about later on, you and Jeff Reardon, of course, give the Mets two very talented closers. And so with that surplus in 83, you're traded to the Cardinals for Keith Hernandez. I know you've joked, Neil, since then that when you were told of the deal, you asked, Hernandez for me and who else, right? How about the pressure of being dealt for a guy who had been a National League MVP?
Well, you know, it is what it is. And they tell you to pack your bags and you got to go. And was I kind of baffled and stunned by it at the immediate moment? When I actually got home that evening, I think that's when I reflected on what has just happened or transpired in the last hour. But at the same time, that's professional sports. And, you know, it's time to go. But at the same time, I was a young kid and involved in that kind of a high trade like that, a powerful trade like that. It was something that you'll always be remembered for. That's for doggone sure. And but I think that when I got home that night and I kind of got a chance to kind of settle down and think about what had just happened, it was a little weary knowing that I was going out to St. Louis for a guy that had all the credentials, done all the things that he'd done. And then when I got there that night, I realized just how much they loved him out there, because there were signs already that were very upset about him going on to New York in that trade. And I saw the signs, and they weren't happy with me at all. So I knew that it was going to be a difficult task. I knew it was going to be something that I'm going to have to face up to and try to get through it the best I can, and let's see where it goes. But, you know, you do the best you can with the situation you've been given. And it was a high profile, awful lot of pressure, but at the same time, it was something that makes you either grow up or get out, and that's where it came to.
Well, you mentioned that you are, of course, so well-remembered for being in that trade. But as I alluded to earlier, Neil, you've also had this career where you played for so many great managers. In 85, you joined the Yankees playing for Billy Martin. What was that like?
I enjoyed it tremendously. I loved playing for Billy Martin. And, you know, Billy was one of those kind of guys where if I was very young and just starting my career out with Billy, probably would have been intimidated by him, by the way he told you the way it was right to your face. But I had some years under my belt, and I enjoyed the way that if he had something to say to you, you knew where you stood with Billy. There was no punches, nothing going behind your back. You knew where you stood with Billy at all times. And I enjoyed playing for him tremendously.
Next year, Neil, 86, you go to the White Sox, and you're tour of Hall of Fame caliber managers continues. You play for Tony La Russa, who ironically is replaced during that season by another real good manager in Jim Fregosi. How about playing for La Russa?
Tony La Russa was a guy that knew how to utilize the talent that he had. He had a knack for just picking the right spot at the right time, utilized his pitching staff tremendously, and I think that that was probably a huge bonus for Tony, more so than probably all the other managers I played for. But the way he could handle a pitching staff was just phenomenal. And he knew when to pull the trigger. He knew what guy he kind of wanted for this individual. He just had a knack for it and was gifted at it and did a wonderful job with the pitching staff.
After you retire as a player, Neil, you later coach in the Yankee system for a while, capped by becoming their bullpen coach in the big leagues in 2005, and you were working with a closer by the name of Mariano Rivera. Whatever happened to him?
I tell you what, that was a wonderful year to have the opportunity to be in the bullpen there and coach, because not only as a coach do you learn things, and you can try to spill some of it off that you've learned along the way to some younger people, but as a coach, I learned from Mariano things that I was very gifted and very fortunate to be in that position, to be in the bullpen, to watch his work ethic, to watch how he goes about his business, how he prepares himself. And that way, when I went on with my career after the New York Yankees, I had a lot of bullets and artillery built up in the back of my mind that I knew that I could utilize to teach young kids along the way. And when you do stuff like that and you are in coaching and you can give them a name that they watch on TV today, which Mariano was still playing and on TV today, the kids respect it and their ears just open wide and they go, Mariano Rivera did that? Yes, he did. And when you do things like that, you get attention and it helps you coach them and reach them and teach them when you drop. I hate to say name dropping, but if you can just use a little something that, well, this is how Mariano Rivera does that. Boy, they perk up and they listen because they know that he was the greatest to ever do that role, and they want to do the best that they possibly can. They'll nibble and they'll reach for everything if you can give them something to run with and you name a guy like Mariano Rivera in their ears.
Hey, when you work with Mo, that's the kind of name dropping that should be allowed, right? Well, you recently were the Twins pitching coach up until a couple of years ago. You still returned to Citi Field to hang with the Met fans. How would you sum up your Met days?
You know what? I enjoyed my time here tremendously. And no matter what, no matter how many years go by, no matter how many teams I played with along the way or coached, you know that these are the people that gave me my first opportunity. They were the ones that drafted me out of high school in Kansas City. They were the ones that let me put on a professional uniform, which in Marion, Virginia in 1976, it felt like a big league uniform because it said Mets on the front. And I was very fortunate and very lucky to have that opportunity, and it wouldn't have never happened if the New York Mets didn't give me that chance. So deep in my heart, no matter where my travels take me in baseball and in the sports world and on the rest of my life, those will always have a special place in my heart because they're the ones that gave me a shot and gave me an opportunity.
And so finally, Neil, what's next for Neil Allen?
Well, Neil Allen right now has been working on his 7-iron a lot, but it's not coming along the way I had hoped. So I don't know. I'm going to wait and see if maybe the phone rings and an opportunity would open to coach again. I'm 61 years old. If something would happen where somebody would want to give me an opportunity to go do it again, I would certainly jump at the opportunity. And otherwise, I'm going to enjoy my son, who is down in Florida, and he's going to college as a junior. He's going to be a pilot, and I'll just watch his career take off, no pun intended, and have fun watching that.
Well, that's awesome, as was your curveball. I hope if the opportunity arises that you get a chance to pass that great curve from your dad on to the next possible candidate to use it down the road. Neil Allen, particularly great to talk with you because, as I told you, you were one of the guys that I watched as a young kid growing up. Neil Allen, best of luck along the way. And again, thanks for being with us here on Glad to Have Met You.
All right. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.